Cheer Bomb. We are strong. We are powerful. We are cheerleaders. And now, here are your hosts, Marcus and Marisol.
Hello, Marcus.
Hey, Marisol.
How are you?
Good. So good. Spring break was awesome.
Oh, my God. I had the best spring break.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to Miami.
You did. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We were just talking about, I don't know what to talk about. Yes, we have to talk about this. It looks like there was so much fun.
It was so much fun. My cousin had her 50th, and I have a huge family. Huge. My mother was one of 12 children. One of 12. Too many to count. I have cousins I have yet to meet. Like, it is more common than not for me to go to a family function and be like, are you my cousin? Seriously. Like, that happened this time. Yeah. So it was fun. And I went without my children, which, it just worked out that way because the older two had, testing for, SAT, ACT stuff. And, it just worked out that way, and it worked out beautifully for me because I could, I needed it. I needed a break.
Absolutely.
I needed a break, and it was the weather. I missed the sun. You know what I feel like? Remember how I've talked about how, like, last year, 2018, was a really challenging year? Like, the way I speak of it is I call it the dark night of the soul. Like, 2018 was,
It was a rough year.
I had a business thing that didn't go well.
Yeah.
Back in April. Then what happened? Oh, then my mom.
That was almost a year ago?
Then my mom fell ill. I talked about that in Kennedy's interview because it might have sounded creepy, like, oh, wasn't it on this weekend that you had your surgery? Because you just remember things. And I was like, I remember dealing with my mom while she was going into surgery. And then, she was in hospice for a while. I was with her. That was the last time I'd been in Miami, which was, difficult. Mm-hmm. then she passed away. Then something else happened. Oh, then the book. Then I had some legal issues with a book I had written.
Yeah.
And then what else happened? I broke up. Kevin and I broke up. So it was a year. It was a year. Like, and I'm very proud of myself because I took care of myself throughout this whole process. I've been, growing and evolving from it. And, but going back to spring break, it was fucking awesome.
No.
to go back to, laugh and spend time with family and, many who I hadn't seen since my mom passed away. Being around family's awesome for about 3 days. It's
how long were you gone?
A week. I'm able to work, as long as I have a computer for the most part. So, he took a week there and it was awesome. It was a great time. I feel like that movie, Stella Got a Groove Back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think I feel like I have. So it's been,
That's me not commenting.
Yeah. So you had a nice restful week off?
Yes. Well, restful, I don't know, because we got a puppy.
Oh, yeah. How's that? I saw. Adorable.
Yes. His name is Raja. He is Chihuahua Corgi. And
sounds annoying. I don't know what that is.
No, but he's not. I was nervous about getting
like Hope. Hope's annoying. She's my dog, and I will say
What kind of dog is she?
She has Chihuahua in her, and
I think it's the Chihuahua that made me nervous because I just did not want a yapper. But he is so perfect. Like, the first 2 days, we had him. Just because, like, one, it's a new apartment, and two, it's a new dog in a new apartment. We crated him for 2 days, and I felt bad because, like, I don't know. I don't want to cage my dog in his own home. So,
I've heard both sides of this argument, endlessly. I have had it too. I've had the crate, and I'm an awful dog owner in the sense that, like, I love my dog is part of my family, but I'm not good with, you know, they say that either the dog runs the house or the house runs, you know, the dog. My dog definitely runs my house as we're in my car or your car actually today.
No, he's so perfect.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
And I'm like, we've left him out. We've had him for today's Wednesday. We've had him for a week today. And, I think last Friday we like decided not to crate him. And like, we don't have a mess. Like, we're still moving in. Like, so there's stuff everywhere. Like, there's no.
So what made you decide to get a dog? Like,
we've been
talking
about it for a long time. We've been like doing research. We've been,
so it wasn't like, you know, just in a,
no, know, it wasn't like a, let's go get a dog. Like, yeah, we planned it and we've been like looking and,
how'd you meet him? Did you see a picture of him?
Yeah, it was on, I'm sure Cody went on like Pet Finder or something and he was in Polly's Island. So I drove out. 2 hours.
Oh, wow. He's adorable.
No, he's...
You should post a picture on
our Absolutely. Account. He's so precious.
Oh, sweet.
And all he wants is some loving. He was just, like, left in an apartment. Like, the owners before me just, like, left him in an apartment. And
that's like Jeffrey was worst. Left twice. Well, I mean, returned. I don't know if left like you, but was returned. I mean, we've had him now 3 years, but before us. And one was a set of college kids who had him in an apartment. You've seen how big he is.
Yeah.
He needs room. Yeah, he needs a big room. So, I'm just thinking about a puppy. Like, it's just, they're so adorable.
No, they are.
They're just all that love. And
he's such a bed hog.
Oh, you sleep with it. Like, yeah. There's no crating coming in the future. This is going to be a spoil.
No, yeah. He's such a bed hog.
Are you going to get one of those, like, little push things?
You know what? I have been thinking about getting, like, a...
Stroller kind
like
of.
Like a mommy wrap.
Uh-huh.
And just, like, carrying. Because he just wants to...
Be held.
He just wants to be a part.
Yeah.
And he just wants to be held. He just wants to be loved. So, if I could hold him and, like, bring him to the gym and just, like, have him just, like, wrapped around me, mm-hmm. I would love it. I'm sure he would love it.
That's hilarious.
We would get no work done. So, my parents, it's not going to happen. But...
That's adorable.
Maybe one day.
My favorite thing about a dog is... The unconditional love. They're literally just a beautiful example of pure love. They just love the crap out of you. There's nothing you can do wrong. Like, they just, they adore you.
Mm-hmm.
I always say, like, when people are like, when are you going to settle down? Or, you know, when are you going to get a boyfriend? Like, when they love me like my dog loves
okay.
me. When they look at me like the way he looks
okay.
at me. Wag the tail when I get home.
Every time I get home. Every time.
I'm just setting my expectations just a little high.
I love it.
Oh, that's good.
I miss having a dog. So, like, this is, he was like the perfect little piece to the puzzle.
What are you going to do when you travel? Just Cody's going to stay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sweet. Well, you're going to Myrtle Beach this weekend, right?
Yes, Battle at the Beach. Battle at the Beach is always a really fun weekend. I wish I can go, like, all 3 days. Because on Fridays, they have Ultimate Battle, which is, like, it's a fundraiser they do to raise money for Worlds. And
I didn't know that. That's awesome.
And
so the teams...
Yeah, I don't know who's going. I know in the past... East Celebrity Elite Bombshells. Oh my God. M5. They are so good. They've competed, Cheer Sport Great White Sharks from Canada. This year I do know SmoeX is going. I'm not sure who else. We have to do my research, but I won't be there until Saturday because I have my prep babies Saturday morning.
I don't know if we're going or not. I don't think I am. my little one's been begging me, begging me, begging me. She keeps saying, it's my last chance to see Kennedy. I'm like, you don't know that.
Is she going?
I don't know. It's her dad's weekend. I don't know. It's, we're recording this on a Wednesday. I do not know what our plans are.
Oh, her dad's weekend.
Yeah. Okay. With her dad. So.
But is, are Beatles going?
I don't even know. I have no idea. She, that's what she said to me. She said, I did not verify that. I would be surprised if
Kennedy can find me. Angel can find me. Cody can find me.
Sophia Jade.
2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, I was at a competition in Myrtle Beach again. Can-Am and Rockstar was there, and so Cody Young was there, which
I saw pictures.
Getting. We've been trying to get, and Cody Young, I'm so sorry. Because I know, I'm sure he was like ambushed the whole weekend. My girls were part of the ambushing.
I saw a bunch of pictures. It was cute.
And, but he was so nice and they were so appreciative. They all came up to me and they were like, Marcus, guess what happened? And I was like, we found a cure for cancer. Like, I got a picture with Cody Young.
Oh, how cute. Like,
girl, please leave him alone. He has a job to do. But,
that's hilarious.
But he was so awesome. So thank you. Can't wait to have you on because I know it's coming.
We haven't talked about the Kennedy interview.
No.
That was a heavily downloaded one.
Yes.
I told her original interview is still the most downloaded, but she might take over herself. We'll see.
Really?
I don't know. I still think no. I don't think she'll take over her first interview. Will still probably be.
Well, yeah, because it's
the first.
It's the original podcast.
Yeah. It was a great interview. I was so like impressed by her again, her maturity. But I haven't talked to you. What do you think?
I don't want to say a comeback. Can't call it a comeback. It's already. I've been here for years. No, she's just, I don't want to say timeless because she's a baby, but she's so classic. She's so mature. You can tell that she, one, loves the sport, two, loves her team, and, it shows literally in everything. I love her so much.
So thank you, Kennedy, for coming on the podcast. I thought it was a good, everyone wanted to hear the story, you know, and I like the little part where we talked about the Anons.
They're rough.
They're rough.
Like, leave her alone.
I kind of had to jump off of Twitter, even though Twitter is funnier to me.
No, like, it totally is.
It totally makes me laugh.
Are you on?
On our account, our thing.
Okay.
And, but then I also see the Anon stuff too. It just like,
So I followed Cheer Confessions, and do you read a lot of their stuff?
Yeah, yeah,
that's what Angel was talking about yesterday. I didn't want to say some of the stuff is funny.
Yeah, some of it's funny, and some of it's like,
hold on, should you really put that?
You just name
anonymous.
Dropped. You name dropped.
Does that mean?
One of our future guests.
Does that mean we got her?
We got her.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We have some special interviews coming up for our World and Summit weekends. Since everyone's traveling or watching, it's a big cheerleading weekend. We got a couple ones. We got big ones, but we'll just because you named Rob this one, we got Angel Rice.
Yeah.
so she's coming up later this season.
Can I give a hint? Ooh, can I give a hint?
Of what, another?
Of another guest. Mm-hmm. And let's say, if you can guess it right and comment under like one of our posts, then.
Be careful what you promise.
We can do something special.
You get a shirt.
Okay.
But yes, be the first person. Okay, what's the hint?
VR 305.
It's not a hint. That's like...
You think? I wonder. You don't know.
Okay.
First person to comment.
We have... we're really... I'm feeling super grateful about this podcast. I was thinking about this podcast recently, like in my own life, how... You know, this is a good segue to our guest because he kind of mentioned how life never happens the mm-hmm. way you expect. And this is like the Cheer Bomb podcast is a perfect example of me saying, you know, kind of to the universe, hey, I'd really like to have a successful podcast. Like, you know, and in my head at the time, I was thinking about myself and my podcast. Not a cheerleading podcast. Never crossed my mind to have a sports podcast ever. And here I am a year and a half later. We're finishing up season two, super, super strong.
Killing it.
The numbers are bananas. And, I know with the guest lineup that we have, we're going to keep climbing. And, you know, everyone seems to be really enjoying, the show and the podcast. Yes. And I'm super grateful for
Thanks,
it.
Guys.
And I'm grateful for it. But it is funny, you know, God works in mysterious ways. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you want to introduce our next guest?
This is our...
I wanted you to kind of tell more about also like the coach perspective, like why this, you know, because we were talking about that before the podcast, mm-hmm. how I'm really proud of you because, you know, you're thinking about our audience and you want, you know, the coach portion of it to be part of the conversation as well. So that's a great segue. So you want to introduce our guest?
So here is our first segment in Next Generation Coaches segment of our podcast. We have Zach Wallace from Cheer Extreme. Okay, so I know I've been talking about this for a while. I'm not sure if we've talked about it like on the show, but...
Can I just interrupt to say you look super cute, but go ahead. Keep
thank
going.
You. Very comfy. Anyway, I just got these Uggs. Anyway, that's not important. I've been talking about like next generation coaches. And I like, in my head, I define next generation coaches as the ones. Okay, so when I started cheering, like full ups, were like, if you had like 7 pull-ups on the floor, like that was bomb. If you did like 1 TikTok, that was bomb. Okay. We've graduated from that. And so like we started teaching like more advanced stuff. Our first guest for this is, I think, like the first generation of stuff that like my generation is like was like learning that crazy stuff.
So like this is like the well, like you're using the phrase next generation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is literally like next generation. And now he's coaching and like teaching the crazy stuff that like we taught. And like now it's like getting crazier. So like, I don't know. I like the whole like evolution of it. So, without further ado, I'd like to introduce Zach Wallace. He's a coach at Cheer Extreme, coaches two of my favorite teams, Bomb Squad.
And many of our listeners.
And many of our listeners, Bomb Squad and Senior Elite. And hey, Zach, how's it going?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. How are you?
So good. So good.
Did I make you nervous? I didn't mean to make you nervous as you were talking. Yeah.
No, I was. It's a very drawn out explanation, but like, I don't know.
It's a great explanation. I was just giving you that signal because hey, Zach, do you have a phone playing in the background?
I do not, but I'm on speaker. Do you want me to go ahead and take it off?
Maybe. We're just getting some feedback. Yeah. That's what the helicopter signal was. Was it? You were perfect. It was like, oh, I think I hear something in the background. So I'm sorry.
Any better?
Much better, Zach.
That sounds
thank
awesome.
You.
Okay, awesome. Sorry about that.
No.
I've got it. So I always kind of embarrass Marcus just during a little bit. When you get excited about a guest, I get excited because sometimes from the parental perspective, mm-hmm. I don't, you know, I just have that perspective where I can kind of have the cheerleader perspective because of my kid, mm-hmm. A little bit. But
I feel like I can feel both.
But the coach's one is kind of, you know, that's all you. Mm-hmm. So you're so excited. So I'm really proud of you because
thank you.
You know, you wanted you're really thinking about the audience and about, like, you know, bringing. You want coaches to have a strong voice too in absolutely. This conversation.
So. Absolutely.
So no pressure, Zach. So Zach, let me start with how long have you been cheerleading? We always ask people, like, you know, how did you, what's your story with cheerleading?
How did this start?
Yeah. Well, this will be, I think, my 9th season, cheering, but, it really all started. I have 3 sisters, 2 younger, 1 older, and my older one kind of started the whole cheerleading thing, and I had to go to her competitions, and of course I didn't want to go, but once I did, I saw her able to do, like, back handsprings, and I was like, I want to learn how to do a flip.
How old are you? How old? Like,
I'm 21.
No, how old were you at the time?
Oh, gosh, 11.
Oof, that's like a tough year. Like, maybe partly you're excited and partly not.
That's when I started cheering.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. So you go to your sister's, you go to your sister's competition and you're like, what?
This is cool.
Yeah, I know. I was like, man, she can do a flip. I want to be able to do a flip. So I took tumbling classes for a couple of months. And the next year I decided I wanted to do cheerleading.
Ooh. Awesome. How'd your sisters react to that? Just out of curiosity.
My sisters, they really didn't care that much. At that point, my entire family was involved in cheerleading. So
it's another family.
Yeah.
Awesome.
My older sister started it, and the 3 of us followed in her footsteps.
Instantly makes me want to talk to your parents and be like, how did you do it?
The 4 of
honestly,
you.
I ask them that all the time.
Wow. Okay, so did he say where he started cheering, or did you tell me?
No, what was your first gym?
So my first gym was Infinity Athletics out of Bentonville, Arkansas.
Oh, Arkansas.
Yes, I lived there for a couple of years.
Okay, after Infinity, what was next?
After that, my family moved to Connecticut for my dad's job, so I went to Extreme Cheer Connecticut, based out of Norwalk.
Nice.
And then I moved to Cheer Extreme when I came to college for in North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
What school do you go to?
I go to Elon University.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's
I know.
Beautiful campus. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I know some people in admissions there.
Awesome. Well, he's been everywhere. I mean, he's literally very culturally diverse.
So you go to school. How many hours do you take? How do you do that? School and work? Like, and first off, in like your gym, like, I know y'all are always traveling. Like, how do you handle that?
A lot of micromanaging.
I believe it.
I plan out every single day. I make sure my school schedule works with my work schedule, and I always save my absences so that I can make it to the competitions.
That's like OCD organizational skill. Like,
it's something I don't
have. And that's a compliment. I'm not saying it like that's like black level ninja organizational skills.
No, it really is. It's definitely hard.
It's like, wow. Congratulations.
What are you going to school for?
Right now, I'm thinking of doing something in the communications field, maybe broadcast media or broadcast journalism. I'm not really sure.
Oh, you want a podcast?
This is some good practice. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's actually perfect.
So you're a cheerleader. You're cheerleading. You started Cheer Extreme. I'm a layman at cheerleading, so if I say something that's silly or wrong, I apologize, but I'm gonna assume that the gyms you came from to Cheer Extreme is probably a big difference.
It was a huge difference.
Okay. I want to be polite. Can you tell us about that? Like, what is that like? Because so many more of our listeners probably have never walked into a Cheer Extreme, but are fascinated because of the gym and the teams and the talent that comes out of there. So what's that like? What was like your first day walking in?
My first day walking in, I was so nervous. It was actually my first C4 practice, and I cried because I was really nervous. It was so funny. Darnell, who was my coach at the time, was just laughing at me. He's like, it's going to be okay. I was super nervous. I had never been to a gym of that caliber. But, I mean, everything was fine. It all worked out. It was a great practice. It's really not scary at all. It's just another gym, just a little more well-known and a higher caliber of athleticism.
That is such a sweet story. Like, I want to hug you and Darnell. Like, oh,
isn't so Darnell sweet. The best?
You know, I went to where my kid did a clinic over the holidays. It was mm-hmm. a Christmas gift. And again, I'm coming at from it like a mother, like a normal, like, you know, when I'm like, oh, it's a clinic at this gym. Mm-hmm. I know she's excited. That's her team. She's, you know, the fact that I have not had someone from SSX on is like a personal failure.
We've been trying.
But she loves that gym. Mm-hmm. Like her room is decorated. So, but I wasn't thinking about it. I was just thinking like, oh, I'm a great mom driving 2 hours, Christmas gift. Like I'm just really, but her nerves, like I know her, she's my daughter, obviously. So watching her be nervous to go into the gym, and I'm just like, it's a gym, like, you know me, it's a gym. What the hell? Like,
no.
And, so anyway, back to you, Zach. I can relate to seeing it through that perspective. Like, it's people get super, when they don't have an idea of a location, you know, but they look up to the talent comes in, they build up so much around it that, like, they walked in like ghost.
No, my first year cheering at the Raleigh gym, like, every practice I was nervous to walk in.
Really?
Yeah, it was an every practice thing. Like, Darnell had to, like, talk me into walking
so
in.
So Darnell's, like, part psychologist, part
kind of. Yeah.
Okay. So what else besides like the nerves in your first day? What else do you see? Do you see, like, I'm going to make assumptions. Do you see more discipline or do people already come in with their, what are the differences that make an elite gym an elite gym? Can I say that?
I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say just more discipline all around. I think you're held to a higher standard. I think the coaches hold you to a higher standard and the athletes hold themselves to a higher standard. Mm. So going into a big gym, you kind of know like, okay, you have to have these skills to make this team. So like you push yourself harder. You work a lot harder. You put those extra hours into the gym to make the team that you want to and to stay on the team that you want to. And I think the coaches know that, so they're gonna hold you to a higher standard. They're gonna push you more than you think that you could.
Accountability.
Mm-hmm. The discipline part. I made that gesture to you, Marcus, which now looks very weird.
Oh, Lord.
It looked like me like milking a cow. But what I was what I was gesturing when you were talking, Zach, was you said about the self-discipline. The gesture meant, like, I want to talk more about that because I think that's huge. Like, you know, in what I've kind of noticed interviewing, you know, the athletes we've it's that they have a level of discipline it's about them. It's where they're located, you know, their parents didn't make this happen for them. Like, there's a self-discipline that comes into being on those teams,
yes,
feel like.
Absolutely.
So can you talk more about that? Like, does that mean, like, I know you said flexibility, Zach is your thing, like, you're a flexibility coach as well. Does that mean that coming into a gym like that, you've got the skills, you're working on your skills, you're practicing on your own or with privates or whatever, investing in yourself, in your talent. Like, you're coming into it that way. You're not expecting them to bring it out in you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a fair assessment?
No, absolutely.
That felt painful to come out.
that was like my explanation for next generation.
Oh.
No, yeah, absolutely. I totally feel that.
Yeah.
No one wants to be back left corner.
<Mm-mm>.
No one wants to be back left corner.
Here's the question I have for both of you as coaches, though, because I feel like kids who, there's a lot of argument about I've seen, let me rephrase. I've seen don't let your kids practice on their own or teach themselves new skills because they teach it to themselves incorrectly. And then it's harder work to learn, you know, learn the skills. And so I guess the greater question is, what's the story there? Like learning those skills well the first time and then just practicing on your flexibility, practicing on your facials, practicing on, you know, everything, the mm-hmm. whole bang, the dance,
yeah.
the,
yes, please. For everyone listening, please do not go out and teach yourself.
I feel like, yeah, absolutely do that. Like learn professional and then practice the techniques on your own.
Is it worse now with YouTube and stuff like that, that people are going out and teaching themselves stuff? Do you think? I'm just wondering. Zach, I don't.
Kind of, I feel like, yeah, they have like more, more
information.
Ways to, yeah. Than we'd, I mean, like, yeah, we had YouTube, but it was like the very beginning.
Okay. All right. So I derailed the conversation, but back to Zach. So you're cheering for Cheer Extreme. How many years did you get to cheer for them?
I was a super senior, so I actually only got to cheer for Cheer Extreme for 1 year.
Did you have a great year?
No.
He asked if you aged down. I asked if you had a good year.
I know he aged out, but I thought that's what you were going to say. I know you. Okay.
Like, was it a winning year? Did you have like a one moment that just sticks out, like in your memory? Like, what was like
one moment that stuck out? I think the most memorable moment would be UCA. With C4, we went undefeated for the whole regular season, and I think that was just a perfect moment for me.
Absolutely. I loved UCA. It's always, now that we have like Worlds and Summit and stuff, UCA used to be like our like Worlds, and I don't know. So UCA always brings like happy memories. I love that competition.
Yeah, UCA is my favorite.
Aww.
Coming into this big gym and then this year, like being on like the other side of the mat on, I'm sure, like being a part of two of the most, stressful teams, probably in cheerleading, C4 and senior league. Like how does that feel? What does that feel like? Like, how do you handle that pressure?
A lot of thought and a lot of conversation between the staff and just dealing with the stress in any way possible. I get so stressed out for competitions, but me and Darnell try and figure out everything and think of everything for C4. And Courtney is always thinking about senior elite and always trying to face problems the best way possible. And we just try and get everything done as quickly and the best way that we can.
In my non-podcasting world, I work with companies in sense of organizing, like organizing their best practices mm-hmm. is a lot of what I do sometimes. Listening to him talk about, you know, Darnell and Courtney and the Cheer Extreme, I'm like, I bet you they could write the manual on best practices for running a gym. Like, just because they've, you know, it just sounds to me, the words he used mm-hmm. are the same words I hear like Fortune 100 companies use about organizing their, you know, processes.
Uh-oh.
But
I think we have another thing coming. A book. I'm gonna go up to them. About a book. Another book.
Another book. So Zach, I want to back mm-hmm. up a little bit from Marcus's question. So you age out. Was that hard for you?
It was really hard for me. But something I didn't mention earlier was that I actually did do a year on an international team. I kind of stopped my entire world.
College too?
Yeah. Well, I actually moved to Texas for 1 year and went to Cheer Athletics.
Wow.
You can't
skip stuff like that.
All right, we need to back it up. Okay, so first of all, so I'm assuming you graduate high school.
Yes.
Okay, so do you tell your parents, hey, I'm going to take a year off. I'm going to take a year, do this, and then go to college. Like, what's that conversation? I'm just so fascinated by that conversation. How does that conversation go down?
So I completed my freshman year in college at Elon, and I was on Code Elite and C4. And then at the end of the year, C4 got second at Summit, and Coed got fifth at Worlds. And I was ecstatic with how the season went, but I really wanted to win Worlds. It's always been a dream. And so I texted my mom one day and I was like, hey, I'm going to send in the tryout video to see athletics. Is that okay? And she was like, sure.
I like how it's texted.
But I sent in my video and I made the team. And I honestly don't think my mom thought I was going to make the team.
Nope.
Okay. I didn't think I was going to make it either at first. But she was kind of iffy about it at first. And I was like, so I guess I'm going to take the year off school. And I just took a gap year right after my freshman year of college. I moved my life to Texas and gave myself one more shot at winning Worlds as an athlete.
Okay, and you're back at school now?
Yeah.
Okay,
I made a deal with myself, give myself 1 year, move to Texas, and then go back to school, because it's kind of important.
I love this story, and I love this story for so many reasons, but one of the, because I have two kids who are junior year, so we're talking college mm-hmm. all the time.
Oh.
So, yeah. And I am coming from a place of like, hey, don't stress so much. Mm-hmm. Like, you're all going to be okay. You're going to be fine.
Yeah.
You can have dreams and you can have a gap year. There's infinite ways to do something. It doesn't have to be like, oof, you have to get in, you know, like you can apply summer college. You can apply fall. You mm-hmm. can, you know, there's almost like this militant idea that you have to, in the American school system, graduate, go to college, do this, get married, have mm-hmm. 2.5 kids and, you know,
2.5.
Then be unhappy for the rest of your life. Did I say that?
2.5 kids.
Okay. But what I'm kind of growing into as I get older, and I'm using this in my own home, is like, there's infinite ways to do things. Mm-hmm. There is. And so his story just is so beautiful to me, because I think if one of my kids said to me, hey, I'd like to do this, and it doesn't necessarily fall into like graduate, go to college, I think I'd be very open to it. You mm-hmm. know? And there's examples of it being great for people. The fact that he used the phrase, I'm sorry, I'm talking like you're not there, Zach. The fact that you used the phrase, I had a dream, you know, and I wanted to follow it, to mm-hmm. me is beautiful.
Absolutely.
Because we should be dreaming more. That's what life's about.
Absolutely.
And chasing yeah. those dreams and making it happen. And you can still do the things you need to do in life to succeed, go to college, have a job, you know, but we should be dreaming more, all of us, everyone. So, okay, sorry.
How was your year in Texas?
My year in Texas, it was great. I mean, I made some amazing friendships. About midway through the season, I actually ended up getting hurt. So I wasn't able to compete with the team for the rest of the year. But I mean, I was still a part of it. I was on the mat cheering them on. So it didn't go the way I planned it to, but when does life ever?
Mm-hmm.
True. So
I made the best of what I had.
I have did your team go to Worlds? And
we did. Unfortunately, we did get second.
But second?
Okay, but still,
yeah.
You followed your dream. You went to Texas. I'm whispering so people don't hear. and the life lesson that you just said right now, that life doesn't go, you know, the way you plan is literally something that 50-year-olds are starting to figure out.
Yeah.
Like, it's you've had a beautiful experience, and I think that's amazing. So
I did. I don't regret anything.
So we have a silver medalist yes. with us. That's so awesome.
And he stayed and cheered his team on to yes. the end. I think that's very telling yes. too.
I know a lot of people who would and have like after they got injured, just like kind of peaced out. So it's kind of like, what kind of team was that before?
Yeah. Awesome.
What was your injury, if you don't mind me asking?
No, not at all. I dislocated my right knee and I partially tore my meniscus.
Oh. Tumbling?
Yeah, it was our third full out, last one of the night, 2-whip double, under-rotated a little bit.
Well, I've never had that problem because I've only ever competed three. I'm not a bounding tumbler. I can't do it.
I haven't done it since.
No, and I probably would never.
What are you guys talking about? I don't even know what you're
talking about. A 2-whip double?
Oh, okay. No, I'm saying that. Okay, you were talking
like
about
bounding, a tumbling. That's like, yeah. a pass with no hands and then like a pass with no hands.
That's called bounding?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know. Now I know.
The more you know. Okay. Can we get into flexibility?
Of course.
How did that come about? Is it just because have you always just been like flexible, or do you like really like stretch and like really like push it?
I really don't ever stretch. I think I'm kind of just naturally flexible. I've gotten more
Must
flexible,
nice.
But I've always been able to do somewhat of a heel stretch. And I cannot tell you how many videos I have on my phone of me just marking people's stunts. So as I pull more body positions, I guess I just got more flexible. And here I am.
So he's flown, right? I'm assuming most male cheerleaders don't fly, right?
Have you ever flown?
My first gym, I flew in a prep and pyramid, but that's about it.
That is literally my dream position.
Flying?
Just being the middle girl in the pyramid. I've always wanted to be. Never got the chance.
Wait, so you like want to be like Kenley Pope or Ryan Cummings?
No, I want to be... Ryan is...
Oh, that's funny. So wait... Like, can I ask a question to the two of you? Have you ever, do male cheerleaders with flexibility ever wish they could fly?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know I've seen some.
There's a Stingrays team from Florida that was at Can-Am, 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what division it was, but it was, it had to have been, international. I'm pretty sure it's international.
It's a international team. I just don't know if it's open or international.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's center flyer. No, he's bomb. No.
Do you think he's the so judges good. Give is that does that affect scoring?
No. I wish, but no.
No.
No, unless they fall. That's a big fall. But.
Huh, interesting. Okay, so I'm sorry. Back to flexibility. So what tips would you give our listeners who aren't naturally born with flexibility or who have some but need to maintain it or grow it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the best thing about flexibility is it really doesn't take much time out of your day. Stretch for 10 minutes a day, stay committed to it, and you'll definitely see a difference. And you can have fun with it too. The way I got flexible was just picking a team stunt that I like and marking it with body positions on the ground.
Oh, heck yeah.
So, it's a great way to have fun, and you'll definitely see improvement as you make more videos and as you just keep going.
Awesome.
Did you do the senior lead had a flyer on the floor challenge? Did you do that? Did I see a video with you in it?
You definitely did. Okay. I definitely did that.
No, okay. So we'll have to post and share that too.
So, Zach, thank you so, so much for coming, because I love to do podcasts where I learn a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I love podcasts where Marcus gets excited, nervous. And we're going to end it with rapid fire. Yes. Where he's going to just pepper you with very slow moving questions.
That's my rapid fire.
Sounds good.
Okay. So I really just want to hear the first thing or your favorite thing that pops in your head. We'll start with something easy. Ready, set, go. Favorite food.
Favorite food? Chips.
Favorite.
You and Oprah. That's Oprah's favorite.
That one. Favorite TV show?
Friends.
Yes. Classic. Okay. Favorite routine of all time?
Routine of all time? That's so hard.
It is.
I'd have to say Top Gun, Large Co-Ed, 2014.
We've gotten that a lot.
Yeah. A lot of people. Because I recognize it. Yeah.
Okay. I feel like we're both in a generation where we really look up to dances and like learn dances. Do you have a favorite dance?
A favorite
dance? Like from like a team, like the dance section.
Yeah. Senior Elite 2015.
What did they dance to that year?
Oh gosh.
You put him on the spot?
I do not know the name of the song.
I'm sure we can.
We'll look it up. Mm-hmm. Because I know a lot of Senior Elite dances.
Burning Up.
Oh, Julia was on that team.
Who?
Julia Margiotti. She coaches at my gym now. That's my girl. I love her. We have to get her on. But, okay, last thing. What are you grateful for?
What am I grateful for? A lot of things.
I would start with your parents.
But I would say family, friends, and just the relationships that I've made. That kind of helped me whenever I need it.
Absolutely. Well, Zach, this has been so awesome. Thank you so much for coming with us, joining us.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Thank you, Zach. Oh my God, he was so adorable. And I just want to say to Darnell, like, I feel like I know Darnell. I've never met him.
No.
But I feel, you know, through the guests we've had, watching his social media, seeing him dying at what's that gym?
Orange Theory.
Orange Theory. His posts crack me up. I feel like I know him. You know, like he'll post something, and I just feel like I know him. So that made me laugh when he was talking about Darnell. It's like Darnell's like the dream coach. Like it's like a psychologist / you know, like
he was my first coach. He was a jerk.
Was he?
Oh my God, he was so hard and so mean. But that's to me because we're blood, so like he has to be.
Oh, but, really?
Oh my God, yeah.
That's funny. And Zach was, I love his story. I love stories. I love, I think everyone has an interesting story.
I love how whenever Darnell talks to me about a guest, he's like, he's so nervous, or like, she's so nervous. I'm pretty sure they were together.
And, oh, were they?
And
then we were
like,
having...
I'm nervous too. I'm so nervous. Like, I think it's funny how people think, I don't want to say like we're not legit, because like we totally are. Like, you can look at my views, look at my numbers.
Yeah.
But, like, we're just like normal
we're
people.
We're literally in sweatpants right now.
In my car.
In the parking lot of CVS.
In the CVS parking lot.
We're not all that in a bag of chips, but we are.
But we kind of are.
in our own.
We're kind of a big deal.
In our own world.
But Zach was awesome.
He was. I loved his positive attitude. I would love to see his like to-do list or calendar. Mm-hmm. You know, I bet he's like
do you think it's color-coded?
Probably. I bet you he like, you know, has colored highlighters. I don't know. I'm making that up. Zach, you can let us know. but I love the story of him, you know, leaving college and coming back to college, because I think, you know, like I said in the piece, I think we need to like open our minds that not everyone has to do everything exactly the same way. Like, we can have a little more creativity in our
Absolutely.
Lives.
Absolutely.
So we have some big we have some big people coming on our podcast. our little podcast.
I'm so excited.
I'm feeling super late. We have, I think this is, we have 6 more episodes till the end of the season too. I think if my math is right.
It all happened so fast.
And we've put in the can 4. So we have 2 more to record as far as interviews. And we have, I mean, we can say it. We can, we have Angel Rice.
Yes.
Can I say the second one that you gave the glue to?
Well, yeah. Sorry, you can't get a shirt now.
Top Gun.
We have Victor Rosario, Coach Victor. I'm so excited. I was literally shaking. Like, I got chills. I was, I had chills the whole time he was talking.
We have his beautiful wife coming up.
Yes. Which I've, I went to a regional meeting a couple of years ago, in Atlanta, and she was one of the, I went to like one of her seminars. And so like, I heard that story before, but like her point of view.
I can't wait to hear it.
So.
Well, I've already been told to maybe extend her to 1.5 hours, that she's brilliant and it's going to be a great conversation.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Oh my gosh.
And then parents, we've got David Owen coming on from Infinity.
Yes.
That was a great interview. That was really talk
about some competitions.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun interview.
No.
Not fun as like haha fun, but you know, we talk about the stuff that parents have been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And we still, at least I'm a little chicken and still don't say the name of other companies.
Voldemort. Voldemort. Like, I'd rather say Voldemort.
I say Oz because I'm still trying, I'm just trying not to sit in a place of like complete utter judgment. But anyway, long story short, we have so much to be grateful for. We're so thankful to all the guests. You know, season 2 has flown by. It's been fun. Thank you, everyone, for supporting the podcast. All the guests who have come on season 2, Kennedy, Jimbo, Ava, all of them, JR. I mean, we'll do a recap at the end of the season like we did last year.
We've had some awesome people.
We'll recap our guests and thank them individually. But I just feel lately I feel so grateful for my life.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big part of it. I mean, it's only 1 hour a week really for us, but it's one of my favorite hours of the week. Like when we did those interviews back to back that day, I was like on a high for the rest of the day of just like creativity and, you know, feeling like successful and, you know, just being in the presence of other people, who are living their dream is a joy to me. So it's something I'm grateful for.
Same.
Happy weekend.
Happy weekend.
Drive safely.
Please.
And we will see you next week.
Stretch at home, drink a lot of water. Don't get hurt.
Oh, hey, before you go, this is Sean, the producer guy. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to be part of the Cheerbomb family and show your support, jump to our website at www.cheerbomb.com and check out our Cheerbomb merchandise for sale, or find out how you can support this podcast with a small monthly donation to help sustain future episodes. And while Marcus and Marisol cheer you on, please cheer them on by checking out the Cheerbomb podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Or better yet, share this podcast with your friends. Have a great week.
Cheerbomb. We are strong. We are powerful. We are cheerleaders.